Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Just how much time do school kids need for lunch? And in the case of elementary school students, how much time is needed for recess? That's certainly a question on the mind of at least one parent, and probably more than just that one parent. The mother of a Clark County Elementary School student created an online petition to advocate for a one-hour lunch and recess period. The focus for this petition was for elementary schools, although it could well include all public schools to some degree. Although her daughter gets 30 minutes for lunch per day, the minimum dictated by the State Department of Agriculture's school wellness policy is 20 minutes. Now, mind you, kids have to wait in a line and use that same time to use the bathroom. That means kids have to scarf down their food as fast as they can and still may not have enough time to get to their next class. One principal explains the dilemma as trying to get all kids fed via staggering the lunch period so there's enough room in the cafeteria to fit all the hungry students. That issue is combined with providing the required number of adults to monitor the kids while they eat. Now, so far, the mother who started the online petition has collected over 3,000 signatures. So let's take a look at the problem and try to get a handle on possible logical common sense solutions. And let's start with the lunchtime issue. Kids need the time to get to the cafeteria, stand in that line, which might or might not move along smoothly. Wolfing down food, we're always told, is not a healthy way to eat and digest that food. Time should be allotted for a smooth transition between classes, lunch, a few minutes to relax, and then get back into the next class or round of classes. Now, if that means longer periods of staggering the lunch hour, then that's what's necessary. Maybe the time allotted would be an hour, maybe 50 or 55 minutes. That might mean staggering lunch breaks in a different manner. It also means the required number of adults needed to monitor the kids might have to be increased. The argument on these issues is that it might cost money. It might and it might not. But pinching pennies to force the kids to inhale a meal, run to the bathroom, and then run the next class is not the way to look at how we are dealing with the issue of our kids' school day. Now, the issue of money always comes up when dealing with schools, understandably so. Teachers are willing to strike for more pay. Politicians are prepared to battle for either how they get the dollars or how they're to be dispersed. All those discussions have occurred for years and will continue for years. In the meantime, the health and well-being of the students should become a first and foremost issue. So let's be clear. The planning by principals and those who are in the decision-making process have got to put their heads together and figure it out. That's what they're charged with, and that's what they're paid for. Also, the allotted time to eat should be extended to all students. No reason why students above the elementary level should have to scarf down their food while the younger kids' lunchtime is modified to fit their needs. The second point is recess. This may not be academic, but young kids in elementary school need the opportunity to run off excessive energy. Recess is as much a necessity for young kids as making sure they're able to receive proper academic direction. Keeping young kids cooped up without a proper outlet of that excess energy is only going to contribute to the angst kids might feel and certainly will not lend to the needed concentration on the subjects being taught. Recess for young kids is a necessity. Common sense by adults can help contribute to solving these concerns. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.